Members, we're at that order of business, a request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for consideration is message 389 on House Bill 182, Representative Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move message 389 regarding concurrence on House Bill 182. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that the sponsor, the sponsor of the bill would like to discuss the concurrence, and I'll defer to him. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to go ahead and ask for concurrence here on this message. Some of the changes I don't agree with, but I think we've got a good bill, and let's go ahead and concur on this.
Anyone else for the first time? We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments.
Oh, Mr. Speaker?
I'm sorry. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted someone maybe to walk through the actual concurrence and what they did and why they possibly did it and why we should like it. I just missed that in the conversation.
Okay, which one of you gentlemen? Chairman Barlow.
Can I go?
For our second time. Chairman Barlow.
You didn't miss it because it wasn't there. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, so the Senate did two things. They took out Section B, which was the reporting requirements. And the second thing they did was they put back in some of the language that was taken out on our House third reading amendment, or I think it was a third reading amendment, that talked about when the procedure would not be required. So that you'll see that in your concurrence request, and I'll just read them quickly if you haven't dug it out. The procedure, the ultrasound would not be required when it was to save the life of the patient, ameliorate, i.e. reduce serious risk to the patient, preserve the health of an unborn child, remove a dead unborn child, or removal of an ectopic pregnancy. So those were actually in the bill as presented, and they came back in a little different form, but similar information. The substitute part that was removed by our colleagues down the hall was the component of the reporting requirements. The physician would have to enter the offer. Offer was made within the record of the patient. So I think unless the sponsor has any concerns or I've missed anything in the bill, I think that's the changes that were made between what we sent down there and what we've received back for concurrence.
Anyone else for the second time?
Chuck, do you want this?
Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So just to clarify here, the exclusions are important that were put back into this. We had a division, and I think there was a little confusion in the body when we took those out on the last reading. The reporting requirement, I think, was a good thing that was in the bill, but let's go ahead and concur and get a bill. I think it's good.
Anyone else for the second time? No one else. For the second time, we are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 182. Majority elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovee. No. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. No. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. Aye. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. No. Furphy. Aye. Guru. No. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. McKim. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Nicholas. Excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Aye. Obermüller.
Aye.
Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Aye. Pelkey.
No.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Aye. Pannell.
Aye.
Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Aye. Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Aye. Steinmetz.
Aye.
Aye. Sweeney.
No.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Winters. Excused. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Nicholas. This is on House Bill 182. Nicholas excused to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 47 aye, 12 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 182. The next message for our consideration is message number 391 to House Bill 241. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence with message 391 to House Bill 241. This is on the background checks, interstate compacts. All the good members down the hall did was make this act effective immediately. There's a lot of testimony about how we need to meet these regulations in order to continue to do business in the state on these three compacts. And so they probably actually made a pretty good change, and I would ask you to vote aye.
Any further discussion? Anyone for the first time? Seeing none, question being called. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 241. Majority elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Aye. Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermüller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pannell.
Aye.
Salazar. Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Excused. Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 52 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 241. The next message for our consideration is message number 394 to House Bill 194. Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence on message number 394 to House Bill 194 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is the 194 is the school safety and security bill that we had in there. And first off, it starts out by going in, and there's a whole bunch of amendments they put into it. The first one is any facility, they deleted any facility of the school district and inserted school facilities or other designated by the Board of Trustees. The next one includes a bunch of training that they wish to put into it. That continues all the way to the bottom of page 1 of the amendment that you have here, or the concurrence, excuse me. And then on page 2, line 4, they've deleted out school district personnel and instead put in an employee. And then the next amendment is the Board of Trustees of any school district may waive all or part of the training requirements for a subsection of this section for isolated rural schools and employees in those schools, which is just releasing some of the sideboards that they put on earlier up above. And then the last amendment down there on the bottom of the page is any rules and regulations adopted under this section shall apply to the persons who are employees as defined in subsection of this section. And so that amendment is the one that caused the heartache in the press. That's the one that some of the senators didn't understand. If you read the very start of the bill, that this bill comes out and says on line, starting on line 1 of the bill and on line 2, it says allowing possession of firearms by school district employees on school property. And so the last amendment is just really restating that the regulations and rules of this section shall only apply to those persons who are employees. And, of course, that's employees of the school district. And so it's just a restate of, what's already in the catch title. So for that, I will ask for your favorable consideration.
Any further discussion? Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm good with the changes that were made. Additions have not done any harm to the bill, and the deletion of a couple amendments brings it back to local control, and that's what I think is most important in the bill.
Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess that's I did want to hear if local control is back, because in the media it's questionable. My constituents are basically saying vote no, but if I can be assured that it's back to local control and concealed carry, because that training alone and to get certified to get the concealed carry, I think answers any of the questions on that I would have had on the training aspect. But just so I have assurance to take back that it's back to local control. And if our school district decides, our Board of Trustees decides they don't want to allow it, can they opt out?
Anyone else? Mr. Majority Whip Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I guess I'm on and against concurrence. I do agree that language really doesn't say anything. And I think for that reason alone, we ought to go back to a conference committee and get it stripped out. There's no reason to put redundant language in statute just because it doesn't hurt anything. I still think this thing needs cleaned up. And though I would agree that I don't believe that section H really does anything, but I am against concurrence.
Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would encourage you to vote for concurrence. We've been 6 years trying to give local control to our school districts. And while that means something different to each of us, I'm going to tell you the district I grew up in was smaller than the Speaker's district. And one of the districts in my legislative district was smaller than the Speaker's district. And this is important. This is important to allow the districts to have that control, to make those decisions, to have people who they trust, if that's their decision, who are armed, to help prevent an incident that we always hear about in the national press. The language that the Majority Whip was concerned about has no meaning to it. This is an opportunity to finally get this legislation passed forward, and I would encourage your aye vote on the concurrence.
Anyone else for their first time? Okay, moving to second time, Chairman Eklund.
I'd encourage an aye vote too. The language to me appears to be duplicative as well, but if it makes members of this body and the body on the other side more comfortable with legislation, I'm good with it.
Okay. Question being called. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 194, a majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey. Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 194. The next message for our consideration is message number 395 on House Bill 271, Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message number 395, concurrence request on House Bill 271, Game Bird Farm, Greater Sage Grouse, and would request your favorable vote. And since the speaker's in the chair, I'll go ahead and explain the amendments that were done in the Senate. I think you all know me well enough that I can, when I say that these are truly cleanup items, that's all they are. And so I'll draw your attention. If you go to page 4, at the very bottom, line 23, it says, any release of greater sage grouse, and what was stricken was on the lands within the state of Wyoming. So on the lands was stricken, so it says within the state of Wyoming. That's one. That was one of the amendments. The next one is on page 5, line 2. It says, of game bird farms only in coordination with, and it says, shall be in coordination with the department. And then finally, the last amendment is also on page 5. You look at line 9, and they've inserted another set of sideboards with this a little bit. Let's say, for purposes of establishing, it says grouse eggs, and then they've inserted, for purposes of establishing a captive breeding population. So they just really are truly just little cleanup items that came out of the other body. Do not affect the legislation. Do not change the position or the desire of this House in any way, shape, or form, and I'd encourage your aye vote.
Anyone for their first time? Question being called. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 271. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
No.
Dayton. Dayton.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman. No, Furphy.
No,
Giroux.
Aye,
Gray.
Aye.
Aye, Greer.
Aye,
Haley.
No,
Hallinan.
Aye,
Halverson.
Aye,
Henderson.
Aye,
Hunt.
Aye,
Jennings.
Aye,
Kinner.
Aye,
Kirkbride.
Aye,
Larson Lloyd.
Aye,
Larson Dan.
Aye,
Lindholm.
Aye,
Lone.
Aye,
Laux.
Aye,
McGuire.
Aye,
Madden.
Aye,
McKim.
Aye,
Miller.
Aye,
Nicholas.
Aye,
Northrup.
Aye,
Obermuller.
Aye,
Olson.
Aye,
Paxton.
No,
Pelkey.
No,
Piperinen.
Aye,
Pannell.
Aye,
Salazar.
Aye,
Schwartz.
Aye,
Summers.
No,
Steinmetz.
Aye,
Sweeney.
Aye,
Walters.
Aye,
Wilson.
Aye,
Winters.
Aye,
Zwanitzer.
Aye,
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Connolly? Aye. To no? Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 271. The next message for our consideration is message number 396 on House Bill 137, Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 396 to House Bill 137 and ask for your favorable consideration. So you'll recall that House Bill 137, the Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zone Act, allowed for concealed carry with the permit into government meetings or the legislature. It picked up three additions in the body to the north, which were mostly good. On page 2, line 15, is that big block of text. What's going on there is without that amendment from the Senate, it would have inadvertently opened the entry into the public meetings up to concealed carry without a permit. And so the amendment shaves back it to concealed carry with a permit, which was the intention of the bill originally. So that was a good catch. At the bottom of the page, page 1, line 2 of the bill, there's a little change in the title. And then over on the last page, that amendment acknowledges there will still be some places, such as campuses, where the right of carrying a concealed weapon with a permit will not apply. So the amendments are acceptable, and I ask for your concurrence.
Any members for the first time? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I'd ask for non-concurrence, or at least ask a question. I'm not sure if we're fully anticipating what the good body down the hall did on page 2, line 9. But basically what the amendment says is any meeting of the legislature or committee on public property where the carrying of concealed weapons is permitted. So what you're doing, if you approve this bill, is basically, I mean, we're going to mandate every other governmental entity allow concealed carry, but not us, because we're in this building for the next 2, maybe 3 years, and this building has a policy on this property that they don't allow this. Then we're going to go back into the state capitol, where we share the state capitol currently and expectedly with the chief executive officer of the state. Under the State Building Commission rules, they currently have control of the first floor in the basement, and that property doesn't allow weapons. So I'm not sure if the people down the hall were trying to kill the bill or put one of those poison pills on it, but I have difficulty going back to my constituencies and my local government saying, hey, we passed a law that you have to have concealed carry in your public meetings, and we say that we have to do it on ours, but we're actually protected, at least for the next 2 years, maybe indefinitely in the future. Under the current capital plan, it says the legislature has the first, second, and third floors, but the governor's office and the executive branch, the AG, are slated to be in that capital building. So I guess somebody better explain to me how that's a good idea, that we're going to tell all the local governments they have to allow concealed carry, but we're not going to do it for ourselves because the Senate put on this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my query is, when I look at the concurrence request, I see that 68104 is brought in, and we're modifying some language under Romanet 4 and 5. But when I look at the engrossed bill, Section 2, those two sections are repealed. So which is it? I don't see Section 2 repealed in the concurrence report. So it doesn't, something doesn't jive, and maybe I can't read the adopted amendments correctly, but we're changing it and we're repealing it.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, wait.
Okay, I thought we had one at the mic there, but I'm okay. Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. First Speaker. Question, I have not, I'm wondering the same question again. In our fair city, we have a policy currently against concealed carry or any carry in our city council chambers. Does anything in this with the concurrence here that's being requested, do our municipalities, counties, anybody have the ability to say, we don't agree, and we're going to set policy on our own buildings, or is this, with the way these are all set, not allowed, not allow local control?
Vice Chairman Lindholm, for your first time.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask for a no vote on this concurrence. I know the feeling is that we should go ahead and concur because a baby step is the right idea, but this is a clear poison pill on page 2, line 9. That is clearly poisoning the intent of this legislation, and I think we can get it cleared up pretty quick. Otherwise, we're going to have to come back and run another piece of legislation next year to fix it. So let's do our job. Let's fix it. Vote no on concurrence. The other body I know is interested in this and getting the job done right, so let's do it.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not to belabor the point, but I'm also going to urge a no vote here. I think that I'm not real sure what the intent was with it, but I think, as the good chairman of corporations has already pointed out, I believe his legal analysis, although a non-lawyer, is spot on when we're talking about private buildings that we operate inside of, and when we're talking about a government facility that's shared by multiple branches of government, one of which is not exempted under the statute. It's an easy cleanup if you reverse the language to say where carrying of concealed weapons is not otherwise prohibited by law. We would solve the problem and I think address the real issue that the Senate was trying to tackle, but they haven't done it with this amendment. They've caused, I think, a major concern that if we pass this, I guarantee we're going to have to come back next year or the year after that and clean this language up because we're going to find it problematic, not just inside this building, but when we move forward back to our home in the Capitol building. So I urge you to reject this, and let's get it right.
Anyone else for your first time? Representative Biteman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for your catch there. I had big plans this morning that this was going to be a slam dunk concurrence, but after hearing the debate, I think it might be a better idea to go to conference and fix that last amendment there and get it to where it needs to be. So vote no on concurrence. Thank you.
Further discussion for your first time? First time, seeing none, second time, fourth. All right. You're voting on concurrence to House Bill 396.
Mr. Chairman.
For your second time, Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't get an answer to home rule.
Seeing no further discussion, and no one running to the mic. We are voting on concurrence to message number 396 on House Bill 137. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. No. Baker. No. Barlow. No. Biteman. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. No. Bovey. No. Brown. No. Burkhart. No. Bird. No. Clausen. No. Clem. No. Connolly. No. Court. No. Crank. No. Dayton. No. Edwards. No. Eklund. No. Ayer. No. Flitner. No. Freeman. No. Furphy. No. Guru. No. Gray. No. Greer. No. Haley. No. Hallinan. No. Halverson. No. Henderson. No. Hunt. No. Jennings. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. No. Lone. I. Laux. No. McGuire. No. Madden. No. McKim. No. Miller. I. Nicholas. No. Northrup. No. Obermuller. No. Olson. No. Paxton. No. Pelkey. No. Piperinen. I. Ponell. I. Salazar. I. Schwartz. No. Summers. No. Steinmetz. No. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Piperinen. Aye to no. Clem. No to aye. Salazar. Aye to no. Summers. No. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 4 aye, 56 no.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 137. Our next order of business is consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number one on House Bill 22, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence of JCC 1 to House Bill 22 and will ask for your favorable consideration. You'll remember this is on the communications contact for a business entity. And so you heard the concurrence originally in the House. We were concerned that this, by having a separate communications contact, let me take you back. So an LLC, for example, needs to have a registered agent, but they also need to have a communications contact under the law. And this communications contact isn't public. It's not available anywhere. It's only if the Secretary of State's office needs to go find an investigation and get to an actual person that's involved in the company. And so after the that slight media scandal for the country named that connects North and South America this summer, this was a way that we could fix our statutes. And so what we've done in the agreement between both bodies, you'll see that to be the contact person, you still have to be a natural person, and you have to be either a member, manager, managing partner, trustee of the entity. But you can't be the registered agent, and you can't be an employee of the registered agent. And then we say except, and this is how it gets into what we call the mom and pops, you can be an employee of the registered agent if the registered agent himself or herself is already a director, limited liability, member, manager, managing partner, trustee. So these would be really small entities right now. You'd be the registered agent for probably your own LLC, and your spouse or friend, et cetera, could be the communication contact, or even an employee of yours in a small situation where the actual registered agent is, in fact, a part of the company. However, if you're one of those multinational corporations and you have a registered agent, you still have to have your communications person be an actual natural person they can get a hold of if there's an investigation that goes on. So I think this will solve the concerns of both bodies. It can solve the concerns still within the intent of the bill to make sure in investigative situations you can always find a natural person who has some affiliation with the company in those international situations that they may domicile in Wyoming or have a presence in Wyoming. I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
Anyone else for their first time? Seeing none, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 22. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Garou. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. McKim. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 22. The next report is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on Senate File 14, Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to move Joint Conference Committee number 1 to Senate File 14, members of the 64th. Basically, what we had before in this legislation stated that in any calendar year, well, licenses don't go off of calendar years. They go off of whenever you're renewed. So the simple and easy fix that the Senate wanted to do was in any license term year. So that brings it in line. It closes up that loophole, and I'll ask for your favorable consideration.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 14. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Garou. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. McKim. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Sweeney. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report to House Bill 14. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1, its report on House Bill 27, Representative Paxton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 27. This bill, to remind you, is a bill regarding insurance on school buildings. And the Senate put some amendments in it that were struck. And if you have your bill out, page 1, line 7, we deleted the new subsection, and on page 1, line 8, after D, inserted E. And after damage, we put in a section that says, the Board of Trustees of School District may elect not to provide property insurance coverage for any facility valued at $50,000 or less upon a per facility determination that the cost of insurance for the facility is disappropriately high when compared to the value of the facility to the school district. Coverage provided by a school district joint powers board as of February 1st, 2017 shall satisfy the insurance requirement of this subsection until July 1st, 2018. If kept in force, the coverage may be modified as needed. And then section E, the insurance department shall undertake an examination of the school district joint powers board operating a school risk retention program. The department shall report whether the school risk retention program operated by the school district joint powers board is backed by sufficient reserves, reinsurance, and other factors to safely satisfy the insurance requirements provided in subsection D of this section. The department shall report the results of the examination and recommend any steps needed to protect the solvency of the school district joint powers board to the joint corporations, elections, and political subdivisions interim committee and the joint education interim committee no later than December 1st, 2017. And the reason for that particular section is to make sure there's about half of our school districts are a part of that joint powers board. And so just to make sure that the solvency is there to protect, so to make sure that the School Facilities Commission doesn't have to pick up the tab if there's any damage to any of those buildings that aren't properly insured. So would encourage your aye vote.
Any further discussion? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, it's a good conference committee. We actually got that reduced down to $50,000 instead of the $100,000 that it was. And so the end result was that, and looking at the insurance policy is laid out appropriately, and I'm just asking you to vote yes for it.
Any further discussion? We are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1's report to House Bill 27. Majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report to House Bill 27. The next report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee report number 1 to House Bill Senate File 53. Representative Eklund, Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to remind the body of the bill, this was brought to us by the military concerning the veterans preference hiring laws. They were unable, our public entities are unable to give a veterans preference under the old statutes. What they can do, and the way they do manage things is for interview processes. So throughout the bill, we switched out hiring preference and put in interview preference. This looks like a massive change in what we have done, because there's 3 pages of it. But if you read it in, the Senate's version does pretty much the same thing we did, with the exception of the very confusing part about the spouses of deceased veterans. So I would direct your attention to page 2. We have a definition of surviving spouse, and we kind of got this from the Veterans Administration themselves. And this pretty much conforms, and you can do it either way. We narrowed it down in the House to one spouse. What actually can happen, if the veteran fails to keep up his more or less his estate planning, and he doesn't turn the beneficiary part of his military service to his present wife, it could go to his ex-wife. And so the confusion for us was, we don't have lines on here. About the middle of it, deceased veterans, resident veterans, veterans military service, or is receiving survival spousal benefits. We wanted an and that would narrow it down to just the spouse that was receiving the survivor benefits, but it might leave out the spouse that this deceased veteran was actually married to. I'm sorry it's so confusing, but it was to us too. So we bickered around a little bit and decided this was a good compromise. And I'd appreciate your support, and I hope you understand that this is probably the best we can do as far as hiring preference for the veterans, and it amounts to a interview. The interview after that interview is done, they're on their own, and it's a merit system. So I think it's a fair bill, and I think it came out with cleaner. It was a muddled up bill to start with, and it's come out a lot cleaner than I thought we could get it.
Any further discussion? Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I just have a question in regards to the signature page on this Joint Conference Committee report. I didn't get it, and I was just curious if this was a unanimous thing or not.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So folks, as you know, we had some new definitions when it left this body. And in this conference, there's another new definition and a new percentage advantage or a percentage advantage difference. So we have a resident veteran, we have a veteran, i.e. not a resident, and we have a surviving spouse. We have three now. 10% was for the resident veteran. That's also the similar percentage that a disabled veteran would receive in current statute. And then 5% is the interview preference for both the surviving spouse and the veteran, i.e. not a resident veteran. So in the version that came to us, they did not have any, they took out all residency requirements. We put them back in, so now we're kind of at a residency with a bump or residency at a standard level. But the expansion that the good chairman spoke about is in that surviving spouse language. And that is the or. The or between the two. We had an and. You had to be, the service member was deceased and you were receiving benefits. Now it's or. So now it is surviving spouse that was married, surviving spouse that was married to the service member during their time. So let's just say you had a 20-year career and you were married a couple times and two marriages have ended and you're married to your final bride, you're killed in combat at 20 years, you did not actually retire, and now you're going to have three spouses that would have this benefit. That was not how it left the House. That is now how it currently is. I leave it to the body. I think the resident thing, I think that stays where we are. We're giving the Wyoming folks a bit of a bump. And the other folks, they're getting some acknowledgement for their service. The surviving spouse thing, we had a big discussion on spouse preferences the other day. This doesn't go to that level because you have to be either receiving benefits, i.e. from a decedent one way or the other. Someone has to have passed before you get the benefit now. So, It's a gut call. I think it's somewhat of a compromise. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was on this conference committee. I did not sign the sheet, and I don't know where the sheet is either. I believe there was two that didn't sign. I think there was another person from the Senate that didn't sign it. And I'm not going to belabor this. For some of the same reasons that the last speaker spoke about is why I did not sign it. I really think it gets away. Some may consider it a compromise, and that's fine. It just didn't work for me, so I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This doesn't actually appear to be a compromise. And for all of the reasons listed before, but when we go to a conference committee, normally what the House does is advocates for the House's position and the Senate advocates for the Senate's position. But in this bill, it looks like all of the House positions have been pretty much eliminated. And so I believe that I'm going to be voting no on this concurrence. I think this can be done better. But with the 10% advantage, first of all, and then the addition of the language there, with surviving spouse and so on, I believe that this does not really advocate the House's position.
Chairman Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I don't know how I feel about this, but I do know I've got to ask this question. There was a 5% interview preference when it left the House for veterans. And we said there were veterans who were had a Wyoming residency or tied to Wyoming. And so this comes back to us with a 10% preference for those folks, and then a 5% for somebody who has no ties to the state of Wyoming. And I'm just curious, my understanding is we've got to be within the two positions between the two bodies for a resolution. So just explain to me how you're able to tie those together, or the reasoning of how you're able to increase the preference for our in-state guys. Thanks.
Anyone else for their first time? Seeing none, moving to our second time. Anyone for their second time? Chairman Eklund.
Okay. It's my understanding that on the percentages that can be applied at hiring, 10% is the upper part of that hiring or that interview. The points you can get to receive an interview. That was what was established. I don't believe we had a 5% in the original bill, and there were, yeah, we did. It's varied throughout the original, or the bill that came from the other side, the engrossed bill. If you want to go back to conference, we could do it and try to change this, but I honestly, my belief is this is almost no advantage whatsoever. We changed it to 20% advantage. It's just to get into your foot in the door, go into an interview process, and maybe make some contacts. It's not what my idea of preference is anyway, but it's the only way that the state of Wyoming can give a preference to interviewers. It is at the interview. I'd urge an aye vote, but we'll go back to conference if the body would prefer doing that.
We are voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 53. Majority of elected members required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. No. Barlow. No. Biteman. No. Blackburn. No. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. No. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. No. Clem. No. Connolly. No. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. No. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. No. Flitner. No. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. No. Grew. No. Gray. Aye. Greer. No. Haley. No. Hallinan. No. Halverson. No. Henderson. No. Hunt. No. Jennings. No. Kinner. No. Kirkbride. No. Larson Lloyd. No. Larson Dan. No. Lindholm. No. Lone. No. Laux. No. McGuire. No. Madden. No. McKim. No. Miller. No. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. No. Obermuller. No. Olson. No. Paxton. No. Pelkey. No. Pipirinen. No. Ponnell. No. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. Summers. No. Steinmetz. No. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. No. No. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 14 aye, 46 no.
By your vote, you have failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 53. At this time, I will appoint conference committees to House Bill 137, Biteman Chairman, Representatives Olson and Representatives Freeman, to Senate File 32, Kirkbride Chairman, Representatives Pownell and Representatives Schwartz. We have a message from the Senate.
Messages from the Wyoming Senate. Message number 412. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 155, Bar and Grill Liquor License Increase. Ayes 27. Conflict 3. Message number 413. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendment to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File number 89, Presumptive Disability for Firefighters. Ayes 29, noes 1. Message number 414. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 136, Energy Science Stipends and Fellowships. Ayes 23, noes 7. Message number 415. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 81, Circuit Court Judge Salaries. Ayes 18, noes 12. Message number 419. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 132, Endow Initiative. Ayes 27, noes 3. Message number 417, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 53, Veteran Hiring Preference. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 25, noes 5. Message number 418, Concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File Number 156, State Government Efficiencies. The state failed. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Noes 30. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
I have an appointment for Joint Conference Committee Number 2 on Senate File 53. Eklund, Chairman, Representatives Barlow and Representatives Lindholm. Joint Conference Committee 2. Good luck. Members, I'd like the Rules Committee to come up. We're going to just stand at ease for 5 minutes or so, sound of the gavel. Stretch your legs. Thank you. House come to order. Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend the rules so that the House may resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole to hear two bills, Senate File 60 on antelope hunts and Senate File 24, the film incentive.
This motion will require a two-thirds vote. Two-thirds vote. And the motion is then, members, I'll just kind of update you where we've been. We've been through Mason's and our rules and our Manual of Legislative Procedures, which is referenced in our rules. And its Rules Committee is determined, and our manual says that the majority floor leader makes that motion and determines the order of the bills. And so that's a determining of the Rules Committee. So in order to do that, in Mason's, the body can always control. Sometimes it's at majority of the quorum, sometimes it's majority of the elected, sometimes it's two-thirds of those elected. This vote will require a two-thirds vote to suspend the rules. Chief Clerk, it's non-debatable. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
No. Baker.
No.
No. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart. No. Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
No.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Ayer.
No.
Flitner.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
No.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
No.
Haley.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson. No. Henderson.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
No.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Aye. Piperinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Steinmetz.
No.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zawanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 18 aye, 42 no.
The motion to suspend the rules and to resolve ourselves into the Committee of the Whole has failed to receive the two-thirds of the membership. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 1st, 2017.
Are there any announcements? Chairman Zawanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I am instructed to remind you of the Capital Club annual taco party tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 at Little America. I think it's in the Cheyenne room. Please attend. It's a great time to hang out with the Capital Club as they thank us for all that we do, and enjoy the last week.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, folks, those of you who signed up ahead of time to go to the Quebec One Missile Alert Facility, the tour is leaving the front of the Jonah Building tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You must go up in the special van, so don't try finding your own way. We will be back by 10, and they have pointed out that although the elevator and lights work, there is no heat, so please dress accordingly and wear sturdy, enclosed shoes. Any questions, see me.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, quick privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, 64th, I was lucky enough to be a graduate of the first Cheyenne Mayor's Youth Council, and today I am proud to recognize the newest class of the Cheyenne Mayor's Youth Council. I'd just like to recognize them, and if you could make them feel welcome, please.
Welcome to the House. Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to remind the agriculture members that they need to get their dates in to me about what dates they can't meet. I would not like to meet during the summertime for committee meetings and do that right away so we can sort of correlate all those. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Flintner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to ask all of the new members of the 64th to stick around. If we could take a quick photo, please. Thank you.
Any other announcements? I just have two announcements. Members, freshman members, I'll be sending you an email, along with leadership, regarding tomorrow's meeting. Also, I would like to announce that Management Council will meet tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. in Jonah L-54 to discuss interim topics. Any other announcements? You've heard the majority floor leader's motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The House is adjourned until Wednesday, March 1st, 2017 at 10 a.m.